Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
All right, it's a Friday, last hour of the show. Cookie Jar coming up in 35 minutes. We also have a sports radio host that did something embarrassing last night on social media. We'll get to that at 9:50. Well, yeah, heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. So I did want to ask a question in light of what we witnessed on Sunday night. I think maybe we just missed the easiest question that we should be asking. Do you want more replay in the NFL? Does the NFL need to, because they got it right by going back and saying it wasn't a touchdown, there was a formation, a motion penalty. Should the NFL be able to do that? And whether it's from New York or it's the ref that's up in the booth, hey, buzz down, you missed something, here's what it is, throw the flag. It, you know, or whatever it might be, do we need more replay? Do we need that extra ref up in the booth to say, hey, you missed something, here it goes?
To quote, get it right.
Yeah.
It would be something they'd have to do starting for the next league year.
Correct, yeah, they're not going to make that change now.
And look, the argument to do it is then you don't have to worry about cover-ups and lies. You just get the call right.
Right.
And I think one way it could be used, not focusing on our game from last week, is whenever the Philadelphia Eagles line up with this tush push and the offensive line goes early, that's not reviewable. Should it be? Should you be able to throw a challenge flag and have somebody up in a booth go, hey, it's one thing to run this play.
Yeah.
You got to follow the rules. Should you be allowed to involve the booth to review plays involving penalties? That's what we're asking, right?
Yeah. And so it's if you say yes, I want to know, okay, how do you do this without slowing down the game? And if you are going to say yes, they can call penalties, then you also should be asking the question, are they going to review the ones that are called and say, you know what? In hindsight, that's not a hold. Or,
boy, is that huh? That's hard to do.
Sure. but it needs to be able to go both ways. That it ever will.
If you open Pandora's box, that's what it means.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, what's the mechanism? Where do you want to draw the line? Or do you just want to say, you know what, human element is going to be a part of this, and we have to accept that players are imperfect, officials are imperfect, and we just have to live with it.
The way it currently is.
Yeah, and I've never been a fan of replay. I don't like replay. I don't like it in any way, shape, or form. I don't like slowing down the game, and I understand the want to get it right. Sometimes they're going to get it right. Sometimes they're not. The game happens quickly. It's at a fast pace. And I like, there's enough TV timeouts now to you know, slow the game down.
No kidding.
I want to go ahead and just say, which they're not going to do, but I don't want to add more to it because it just is that it's an avalanche. It's a snowball. It's a slippery slope. You're just going to, well, if we're doing this now, then why not include this? And then it's not, why not include the next step?
I do want them to get the calls right. I do think...
Don't get me wrong. I want them to get it right.
I'm not painting you as a guy who doesn't care about that. My perspective is this. We have the cameras. We have the technology. We should get as many calls right as possible. My fear is, of course, bogging down the game. So what I would propose is not every play is eligible, but the coach's challenges could extend in scope. So if you go, hey, I'm sure they lined up offsides on that play. I'm throwing a challenge flag and you're going to take a pitch clock amount of time to verify it. Not some 2, 3, 5, 10 minute review. We'll put 30, 40 seconds on a clock. Verify. One replay, two replays. They get in the lunchbox. Quick decision. And it's not every play. You have your challenge flags, and now you can use them to challenge what you feel as a coach to be egregious. If you're right, you keep your challenge. If you're wrong, you lose your challenge. You got to be strategic about it. That allows me to correct obvious blunders with penalties without involving conspiracy from the league and lying after the game. And I'm hoping to do it in a way that doesn't slow the game down. That's how I would do it.
Okay, so let's just say they put that clock at 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way for them to be able to run to the sideline, pull out that little postage stamp camera, and watch it with enough views to then make a call. So it's going to have to come from above. And I say remove the officials if this is the route we're going to go. And then you still have an issue of how many views are they going to be able to look at? And then in the pool report, are they going to say, well, if I had seen that view, but there wasn't enough time. And then all of a sudden, well, let's go from 30 seconds to 45 seconds. Well, let's go from 45 seconds to a minute. Like it because you didn't get it right. Now we want to make sure we get it right.
Right. I know how this could go slippery slope and turn into a disaster. And it's kind of what happened when they tried this with pass interference, right?
Yeah.
They thought it sounded great on paper, right? Let's not miss obvious pass interference. It's a huge swing play. It's a spot foul in the NFL. It makes a hell of a difference if you call it right or wrong. But they found that they couldn't adequately pull that off.
Right. And even the ones that were called, and you're like, it doesn't look like it's pass interference, they weren't overturned.
I think some of the challenge, too, is when you slow anything down.
Everything looks like a penalty.
You got there early. Yeah, but you got there early in slow-mo. Was it bang, bang?
Right. Well, then you're talking about the tush push, right? Was it bang, bang? You left just a tenth of a second early?
Right. Do you guys want to see this? Clearly, it was done against protocol on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you wish that they changed protocols so that any team could have that play officiated properly and there wouldn't be controversy? There'd be delays.
Yeah.
And there may be...
And there's already a lot of delays.
Yeah. So you guys let us know. Rich in Detroit, good morning.
Hey, I do want them to get it right. I think it's critical. You know, we've been boned enough and other teams can make the same argument. So they've got 8 TV timeouts per half. Why don't you just tell the sponsors that these reviews of these plays are going to be when your TV timeout, like when your ads pop up. We don't have to watch the ref look at the replay. And then the sponsors are happy. We don't slow the game down, but you still get the right call.
And if there's no challenges, they just lose those TV spots?
It defaults to what it was. No matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it on a natural stop. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, but that was just what popped into my head, and I thought, well, maybe everybody wins this way. Because I know it's just driving the fans nuts, and the NFL has to have a little bit of a stake in the game in terms of dollars and cents that equate with their credibility, right? It's got to stay credible for people to spend their dollars and to get that TV money in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, but, so, I mean, it's in a perfect world, yeah, the timing all works out like that, but... You know, hey, you spent your TV timeout, and then all of a sudden, the last couple seconds of the quarter, there's a challenge.
Now what do you do?
Now
there's an extra
stoppage of play.
Stoppage and play. Yeah.
What about adding more officials to the field?
Are they already getting away enough?
To watch for things. Like, maybe they're positioned behind the main ref or near the main ref, but they're looking for other stuff. I don't know.
I mean, if you start adding more bodies to the field, I mean, it's congested enough with these guys. And, you know,
I know, but this is out of control if we're going to start reviewing everything.
I agree. I don't want it.
You wouldn't be reviewing everything. It would just be a couple plays.
Well, but no. You do that, but then, you missed this. And John's right about the clock would get longer. People would say, they didn't have enough time to get it right. Isn't the goal to get it right?
Right.
If the goal is to get it right, you should review every play. Seriously.
But that's not going to happen.
But
we all acknowledge you can't do that. Yeah.
I think the NFL, that New York should actually buzz down and get involved on confusing slash critical moments, games like less is more is what I'm saying. But like the New Orleans pass interference. That brought the pass interference review for 1 year.
Yeah.
That they should just buzz in and say, whoa, 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 whoa. I'd be fine with that. The problem with that is that They won't do that right at some time that somebody wants it.
Right.
There's just no right answer
so
here.
So how do you determine? That play is obvious. But it's the ones that aren't obvious. You're like, well, why are you calling that one egregious and not this one? It's like targeting. Why are you calling that targeting and not this targeting? Why is this guy suspended and this guy's not? Or fined and not?
I think maybe the answer would be you could expand the scope of replay to things that are more definitive. Like, offside is pretty definitive, right? You had 12 guys on the field. That's pretty definitive, right? Things like that that are penalties that we can't currently challenge but should be easy to identify. Like, it's hard to judge bang-bang pass interference, or was that a hold on the interior of the offensive line or the backside of a play? Maybe that's not something you can challenge. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then, I mean, what might be important to you might not be important to me. And what could influence a play? I mean, are you going to then say, well, everything backside of the center, we're not going to review. It's only got to be at the point of attack.
Well, if we did that, you as an offensive lineman would know, hey, I'm on the backside this play. I can get away with more, right?
Well, we already know that.
Yeah, but it would be explicit.
I mean, yeah, then you start taking away the tricks that crafty veterans can use that they can get away with. And I mean, it just the snowball effect is not something that not a road I even want to go down.
We want to hear from people on this because you had the thought, hey, did we miss something this week? We spent a lot of time fixating on our perspective, but from a league standpoint, should we want them to be able to get involved with this stuff and get the right call, or does it bog the game down and it's unnecessary? It's 97.1.
Every law firm talks about experience. David Femeninio, he's got decades of it, going up against insurance companies and winning for his clients. But here's what makes David different. He knows the only experience that really matters is yours. When you're in a car accident, you care about your well-being. You want someone who's going to listen to you, someone who works hard for you, and someone that will get you paid. David gets that. Your experience matters. And when he fights for you, not for his resume. If you've been injured, you need to give David a call at 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ticket text, phone calls, your feedback. Get to the cookie jar at 9:35. Happy Friday. Good morning. Question was, do you want to see more help from the booth in the NFL or keep it the way it is?
Mm-hmm.
Ticket text. How did they play in the 50s with no replay? Keep it out of the game.
Exactly.
Wants to go backwards. Kevin and Jackson, do away with instant replay entirely. It's accomplished nothing. Makes officials lazy. When replay first came along, they proved that most of the time the officials were getting it right. That's no longer the case.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw a question at you out of the blue.
Okay.
What's the greatest overturn ever?
I don't know. Do you have one that immediately comes to mind?
No, I don't. And that kind of supports that. It does.
But at the same time, there's a part of me
that wishes it never came in the game.
See, yeah. I disagree with you guys.
I don't want any part of it. It takes away from the flow of the game. And if, and I don't know what the numbers are, but if you're looking at it and going, yeah, they get it right 90% of the time. I know the goal is 100%, but there's always been a human element to sports.
But I'm okay with the human element coming from the competitors. I don't want human error coming from the officials. I want as...
It's always been a part of the game.
But we don't have to have it always be part of the game.
But part of this is about entertainment and keeping this within a window of being able to watch it and have your life.
I agree.
You know, I mean, I don't want footballs.
I don't want 500 replays either. It's why I would just expand the scope of the challenges the coaches have. So if they have something they feel is egregious, you have to speed up the replay time, but allow the coaches to challenge more freely.
So, I mean, and then the question after that is, all right, we did that once with the pass interference. Yeah. How did it go?
Not well, John.
Let me run my idea by John of helping out. Let's add a Skycam ref. So he's above hovering.
Oh, you put him on a drone?
Yes.
he throws a flag from 40 feet
just
above.
Just hit him in the eye.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. How high does he have to go then when there's a punt?
Imagine you hit.
He sits on the sidelines.
Yeah. I mean, and if I'm a punter, I'm aiming for him.
Once the ball passes him, then he hovers in over the play.
Can I knock a wing off?
This one says, the best answer, the refs should just stop blatantly favoring the Chiefs. That would fix everything.
Yeah.
You guys are a couple whiny bitches. Move on. They lost.
We're not talking about that.
No.
I just want to know, if you're of the mindset, hey, they got it right, then are you then of the mindset that they should always be able to call the flag from above?
Yeah, should that be a permanent change?
Yeah.
Let's get to Gary Coldwater. You're on 97.1.
Hi, I'm calling in about the replay situation we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why we need super or slow motion or super slow motion views of a play when the game is played at a certain pace, the referees and players are played at a certain pace, and just have a replay that has natural replay and without going into all the slow motion and super slow motion details.
Well, then you just get rid of replay altogether, because if you're talking about a catched ball, sometimes it's hard to see if it trapped under their body, or if there's a fumble. Is he down before his knee goes down? Is the ball comes out before the knee goes down?
Toe on the sideline, blade of grass versus the white out of bounds. Yeah.
Or is his knee down before the ball crosses the goal line? Like, I mean, there are some situations where you need to be able to slow it down to get a definitive look. But, Gary, I don't know what you're after is just get rid of replays altogether. I'm in that camp.
Actually, I was just getting rid of slow-mo and just having a quick review with the human eye on a regular replay camera.
And you just settle with whatever they can determine from the game speed replay.
Mm-hmm.
Phil in Detroit. Phil, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good.
So, we all watched the game, and you can see on every play, it can almost be a flag thrown. I mean, so I think a great idea would be to have AI just watch every play and determine, like, trajectory or if that particular foul, has anything to do with the outcome of that play.
You want to hand it to AI?
Hey, the game is judged by human eye, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're putting all different kinds of replays in or whatnot. So, again, on every play, you can throw a flag. It's either holding, you got pass interference. I mean, these guys are chucking down the field. So the refs kind of, you can see on plays, the refs kind of judge whether or not that particular foul has something to do with the outcome of the play. And you've also seen where they've called pass interference and the ball has been 20 feet over somebody's head.
Right.
So there's no way that they can catch the ball. So I think AI should be able to judge trajectory, whether a player could have got to a quarterback off a holding, and different things of that nature.
Well, so did they not call the block in the back on Brian Branch because it was backside of the play? And because if that's the case, then backside of the play, I'm going to be geared up to do whatever I want to this defender because it's not going to impact the play, but it's going to make it a lot more fun for me to block this guy.
Yeah, I see that.
So, I mean,
yeah,
that's...
as you look at it, like I say, we can throw a flag on every play. We all watch the game.
Yeah.
And if you're a Detroit Lions fan, you watch Aiden Hutchinson get held on damn near every play. So
I want to back up on the AI point. I don't feel like AI is anywhere near sophisticated enough for me to rely on and give authority to in these moments. I mean, when you Google stuff, it's not even right half the time with AI. Ask AI to sum up your last email. It's going to be gobbledygook. There's no way I go, hey, you know what we should do with $1 billion sports league?
Yeah.
Just leave it up to whatever the computer says.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at that point, I'm probably done watching.
Yeah.
The AI and the refs are virtual. They're like holograms.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I had one more thing.
Yeah, these aren't the drones we're looking for.
The one more thing with the Skycam ref idea. It would take the dispute out of those questionable field goals where they truly in when they're above the upright and they sometimes look, wait, was that really good?
He'll be strapped to a drone.
He'll be way up top above that and can see that. He'll have that angle that nobody really has.
You know the safest way to do it is instead of the... So maybe you have the camera... But then on wires above that, you have the four wires hooked to an official and then somebody with the remote that is whipping him around.
Yeah.
And he's flying like Superman.
I mean, I'm not the engineer here, but I think the idea works.
Sure, the concept. Yeah. Yeah. I got an idea. You guys figure out how to implement
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Brian, next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
What's up?
So... I think it wouldn't slow the game down if you gave each coach four replays a game. You can only carry three into the second half, and you can replay anything. And so those would be the only replays that get done the whole game. If you get them right, you keep them. So just like in the Eagles game the other day, you know, they did four tush pushes in a row, and two of them the guys were offsides. You get one of those offsides, they get backed up.
And it changes everything. Yeah, then it's fourth and five, and they can't run their tush push anymore.
Exactly. And so, you know, and there'd only be 8, maybe 10 reviews the whole game. You maybe put a minute pitch clock on it. And so you might get 10 replays the entire game. They replay more than that now.
Yeah.
And when they do a replay, most sane people can look at the first replay that they do in slow motion, and you can tell if it's a catch or if the guy's inbounds or out of bounds. You don't have to look at
Brian,
it 50 times.
The number of times
they got to write on their little 3x5 card.
I know, but Brian, you've been there. You go, what are we doing? What are we still waiting for?
Exactly. I don't understand why it's so hard. And a holding penalty on a long pass is just as egregious as a pass interference, because if that gets called back on a holding call, that's an 80-yard penalty against the offense. So you should be able to replay that.
Okay.
If the coach wants to throw that flag, he's only got four of them, because if the guy slips and falls and the ref calls holding, you should be able to replay that.
And the trade-off for you, just so people are keeping up with you, we're not going to have any other replays that aren't called for from challenges. Everything else would stand on the field.
Exactly. You only get four a game.
All right. John, thoughts? It would minimize the amount of replays we currently have, and it would just focus them into the most key moments in the eyes of the coaches. I don't hate it.
So what? Right now we have two replays per half, and you have... So a total of four already by the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just removing, you get four for the entire game, but only three in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the thing is, we're looking at, even when we talk about slow-mo, and let's take the Travis Kelce catch, not a catch, that wasn't reviewed. I think you're going to have some officials look at that and say, well, he was bobbling it and it should have been a no catch. Others are going to look at it and say, well, I don't know that the ground necessarily assisted him. He had possession before it went down. I'm not going to say what I thought either way. You're still going to come away with some of these replays going, they didn't get it right.
Right.
And how many times do we watch a replay and we're like, what are the officials looking at? And then they don't confirm it or they turn it over. And you're like, that they're not looking at the same film I'm looking at.
The ones that really bother me that get argued about is when the ball barely squirms. Like, to me, there's somewhat of a natural element to that in football. Now, look, if it actually moves out of your arms, yeah, you're not in possession anymore. But like when the ball just barely turns, like, ooh, Romo.
Like what?
Ooh, Jim.
Ooh, too much Jim. Squirming.
What about the last? That last text has to be at least noted. The one right there.
Oh, I love when he brings in a page with one text. You know, it's an important text.
This guy is so good.
Yeah. Uh huh. They should go all caps.
This is pretty funny. They should allow one challenge flag per game for the fans. Ray in Shelby Township.
Throw it. Like everybody's
There's a designated fan, and he's sitting there with the flag, and he's got to make a call. Dan Campbell's pleading with him. Throw the flag.
Yeah. Next year's giveaway. Yeah. Hey, you want to be the one that calls the flag?
248.
Yeah, 248-539. Be the 10th caller.
The Bullseye Event Group's got your back. Okay, here's how we're going to wrap up the show. End of the hour. An Odyssey Sports Radio host made a fool of himself last night. I sent it to John. It made him very uncomfortable.
Yes.
We will get to that at the end of the hour. Next is the cookie jar, fair or foul at sports and concerts, and a controversial noodle. Said what I said, 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. Looking for a stylish SUV? You can lease a new Buick Envista or a stunning new Buick Encore GX for just $229 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price based on due at signing of $3,569. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.